Hi, thanks for contacting Local Splash. My name is Joyce. How can I help you?
Hi, can I speak to Sherry, please?
I understand.
She called and left.
Uh-huh.
She left me a voicemail.
Okay, I understand. Allow me for a few minutes. Let me try to pull up your account first. May I know who am I speaking with?
My name is Jim Barrett. It's under Charlie JP's excavation.
Okay, JP's excavation. Thank you. All right. Thank you so much for patiently waiting, Jim. I was able to pull up the account here. And upon checking, Sherry did contact you about completing the video verification needed for the Google Business Profile.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Do you have the documents ready with you right now?
No. And I need to talk to her about that. But it's because it's asking for some stuff that I just need to get some clarification. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me see Sherry's availability.
Set in the voicemail till 4 something Pacific.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I've been talking here, Tim. Sherry is still handling a call at the moment, but yeah, regarding the questions that you have.
If she wants to call me back, that's fine. I'm actually in my office for a bit, so that'll work.
Yeah, I can request for her to give you a call back, but I just wanted to let you know as well that I can help address any questions you have with the Google Business.
Okay. JP's excavation is run out of their house. So I do have the first two, I think. Tools and equipment is a big dozer and a track hoe, but the work vehicles don't have any business markings on them. There are no business cards. I guess I can get an invoice, but there is no workplace signages. They don't have a storefront.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that is completely okay, Tim. This is a service-based area business, so you don't really need, to video the surrounding area with the sign or signage.
So what do I just need? Can I suffice with the business recommendation and licenses? The tools and equipment are out on job sites all over, probably within 30 or 40 miles from here. So, and the work vehicles are their, trucks and dualies, but they have no markings, no business markings or anything else like that. They do have an invoice.
Oh, that's completely fine.
Okay. So what absolutely is the bare minimum we can get away with here so I'm not driving all over the place?
Okay, so what we need is your business documents, any of the business documents you have available, as long as the business name is printed on it, it can be the business license, the registration, business registration, license, insurance, the business invoice, you may include that as well.
Okay.
And as for the tools or equipment, you don't have to show everything or every equipment that you have. So even if you have a few equipment with you right now, that is completely fine.
Okay.
Yeah, as long as you're able to cover that. As long as you're able to cover
that. I'll have to go find it.
Yeah. So, yeah.
All right, it's asking me, I clicked on the link and it's asking me to add a business. Or do I wait until I take the video and then add a business?
Hold on. Let me see. It shouldn't ask you to add a business. Give me a few minutes here. Let me see if you have.
I'm looking at the email, and it says, are you ready to start the verification process? Accept management access to your Google name. Please check your email address we have on file and accept. Email subject invited you to manage business name. I don't have an email like that for JP Excavation. The problem is we're managing two different companies using you all. So we went through this with Collinsville Auto and Truck Parts. And then I was told, oh, don't worry about it. You're done with that. I was like, okay, fine. So now that's the problem, is that there's no business name on these things, and some people have more than one. So I didn't know which one you guys were talking about until I got the voicemail.
Okay. Let me see here. So to start the verification, you need to accept the invitation to manage the Google listing first. Let me see.
I don't have that.
Okay, yeah, let me... Yeah, I guess he sent you one from yesterday. So I'll send it to you again.
Okay, so I have one... I have the only email I have from you yesterday is for Collinsville Auto and Truck Parts. That's it. I don't have anything else on for JP Excavation.
Okay, so this is your email, right? Cap or cat catcomms@gmail.com.
That is correct. Yep.
Okay, yeah, I'll send the manager invite to that email. Okay, invitation has been sent. Let me know if you receive it.
Oh, it's funny. It's got Patty's name on there. That's hilarious. Okay.
Okay.
Whatever. All right, hang on. I'm looking at my email. And you are Joyce Egot?
Yes, that's me.
Did I say it right? Is it Egot?
Egot. Egot. Yes.
Egot. Okay.
Yes.
So I can accept the invitation.
Uh-huh.
Okay. My business is not visible to... All right. So now that I have done that...
Mm-hmm. Okay. You should be able to see there the Get Verified option.
Yep. Get Verified. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You hit the get there. Okay. So
whose mail is it now? Is this the mailing address for JP Excavation?
Yes, the 11005 Chalkidafia Road.
Okay, hang on. Yeah. 11005. That's their house. Okay. Please. Okay, so now it's asking me to record the video.
Yes.
Are there more options? No, there are not more options.
Yes, I think the option that we have there is a business video.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So now I can tap on the business.google.com/locations, mm-hmm. and it will allow me to get verified JP Excavation, right?
Yes, that is correct.
All right. Let me reach out to the owner. I think I can have her scan and email me those documents.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea where the excavators and everything else are, though. Okay. Let me call my brother and...
Mm-hmm.
find out where his equipment's at, and you've got to have that video of some of the equipment, right? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, that's correct.
Great. Okay. All right. Let me call him and figure out. It's not close. We'll figure out where something is.
Okay. Sure, Jim. Right. Yeah. If ever you're
I should be able to follow the directions in the email now, right, Joyce?
Yes.
You know, because
yes.
I have. Okay.
Yeah. The link should work. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Thank you very much for your time.
Oh, no problem at all, Jim. Thank you so much for giving us a call. If you have encountered any issues, just let us know.
Okay, very good.
All right, bye-bye for now. Thank you.
Bye.